Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC and the studios of newsounds.org, welcome to another live performance in our Soundcheck podcast series, streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. I'm John Schaefer. The sounds of Afro-Cuban rhythms, jazz ballads, chamber music, even a touch of electronic music all come together in the Aguas Project, which is making its North American debut here in New York this week, and in fact right here in our studio today. This is a group led by two Cuban musicians, both of whom live in Europe, and one of whom is a familiar face. That's the pianist Omar Sosa, who has collaborated with musicians from around the world, and in this Aguas Project, he's collaborating with the Cuban-born violinist and singer Yilian Cañizares. The two of them are here with us in the studio, and they're going to start us off with a piece called Dos Bendiciones, or Two Blessings.
Camino sirve si tu sabiduría está en mi corazón. Si la fe no me falla en la oscuridad, si tengo a mis ancestros guiándome la voz. Recuérdame que el miedo es la muerte prematura. Recuérdame que estoy aquí para ser luz. Que mi fe en el futuro sea firme en tu presente, perforando las sombras, bendecidos de amor. Ahorita me están llamando. Ahorita, oh, oh. Ahorita me están llamando para darme la bendición. Ahorita me están llamando. Ahorita, oh, oh. Ahorita me están llamando. Iré homo, iré uo, iré a poato. Recuérdame que el miedo es la muerte prematura. Recuérdame que estoy aquí para ser luz. Que mi fe en el futuro sea firme en tu presente, perforando las sombras, bendecidos de amor. Ahorita me están llamando. Ahorita, oh, oh. Ahorita me están llamando para darme la bendición. Ahorita me están llamando. Ahorita, oh, oh. Ahorita me están llamando. Iré luna y ponri. Ooh, ooh. Hey, batalea. Todos los geckos están escuchando. Todos los geckos están escuchando.
That is lovely. Dos bendiciones, two blessings from the Aguas Project, which was founded by the two musicians who are here with us, Yilian Cañizares singing and playing the violin, Omar Sosa at our piano. Yilian, who are the subjects of those two blessings?
This is a song it's a kind of tribute to our roots, to our ancestor, to our spiritual traditions. And we wanted to give this song as a gift because it's a huge inspiration for us as human beings, as musicians, to carry with us these beautiful traditions coming from Africa, from the Yoruba tradition.
Right.
This is our heritage.
And you sing some in Yoruba.
Exactly.
Right?
We are saying so few words that, in fact, are blessings in Yoruba.
So, Omar, over the years, we've heard you work with musicians from Africa, but from all around the world. This Aguas Project gives you a chance to actually work with fellow Cuban musicians.
Yes. Well, it was a dream come true, you know. I remember when I saw Yilian play, I kind of fell in love with her passion, her talent, and her voice, the way to play violin. He had her stage presence. And I said, well, I think maybe it's a good time to put two generations together.
Two different generations of Cubans, both living in Europe.
Yeah, with, outside Cuba, with a personal view of what we've seen about our tradition and what we already live day by day. So when we create this project, we got the blessing to go to one Mediterranean island in Menorca with our families and create the project in front of the sea. This is why the project is so cool. And it's no way the project need to call ours because we create in front of the sea. And actually, it's like Jillian say, the whole project is a tribute to our tradition, to our ancestor, and in one important sense, is the tribute to one of the important elements of this planet, the water.
Right. Now you have, on the album Calma, there's a piece called Aguas.
Yes,
and then
yes.
You did that record with the West African musician Sekou Keita called Transparent Water. So water, this has been a theme that you've come back to a number of times.
Yeah, well, this is simple. It's a simple. The more I think about what we need to do as a musician and our mission, more I say, okay, it's important to let the people know. And first, let us know how important it is to take care of our planet. Mm-hmm. And if without water, we are nothing, man. We was talking a little bit just before about the reality of the nature in the world. And one of the main problems is the water, the clean water, the drinkable water, man.
So something that will be more valuable than gold in 100 years is access to fresh water.
It's already the goal.
Yeah.
It's already the goal.
Well, now here in the studio, Yilian, you triggered a little bit of electronic percussion in that live performance. In the week-long residency you're doing here in New York at Birdland and this tour around the country, it's Gustavo Ovalles will be. So do the electronics stay when he's playing or?
Yes. In fact, we wanted to mix the organic, traditional Cuban and Afro-Venezuelan and Afro-Cuban percussion with some touch of electronic, but in a very minimalistic way. And it's beautiful when Gustavo is here because the blend is really very organic and people don't even know which song at some points they are like, which song is what? They are really like, it's like a marriage, really, really beautiful.
Well, and also the marriage of violin and piano in classical music is something that we're all very familiar with.
Yeah. You know? Yes.
So to hear the two of you using that combination in a slightly different direction,
yes,
is also something that makes the listener say, wow, what is that? Well, I'm hearing something that I don't expect. So which for you, Yilian, was it singing or violin that came first?
Oh, wow. I'm a musician, you know. Music came first.
Okay.
But indeed, when I was a child, the first instrument for everyone is the voice.
Mm-hmm.
But then I start the violin, and you know, the violin is such a demanding instrument that it took a lot of my energy to get to the stage of being really a violinist.
Mm-hmm.
So I leave the voice for a while, and then I feel the need of putting all this together to really express myself in a better way.
Mm-hmm.
And what is beautiful also with this project is that Omar and me, we are Cubans, but we come also from a classical tradition.
Right.
We have a classical training, both of us. So I think that people can listen that there is not only Cuban music, not only jazz, not only Africa, but also this European touch that in fact we have. And we are blending all these influences and giving something through our vision, through our perspective from today.
But what's interesting is, you know, you're not throwing one thing on top of another and, you know, it's got like a little bit of everything all at once. This music is very restrained. And I've seen Omar sit at that piano and just play sprays of notes, you know, more notes per second.
Mm.
But in performing this music, it's very spare. And it's like, you know, Omar, you're holding back.
Thank you. Thank you, John. You know, yeah, it's not a tsunami. It's a beautiful river. It's a good river. And you can put your feet in the river. You can look your feet with the water. So it's no reason if the music don't demand in million of notes. What is the reason to play million of notes? Actually, all the masters always say, less is more.
Right. And it's like the visual artists talk about negative space. You know, you don't have to fill every corner with
this
something.
Was one of the main subjects when we start this project because, you know, we Cubans, we like muscular music, you know?
Yes.
We are like, give me the fire, you know? And here, for me, was a big, big, big deal to work on this because Omar told me, you don't need to show every time what you know, what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to be the music. And we work a lot on that. That is very far from where we come. We work on that. We were listening to Japanese masters, you remember?
The same.
Yeah.
Beep, there's a space between now, like the cuenco, the let the resonant hand go.
Yes.
And actually, one thing, John, was beautiful. When we record this project, in Italy, in Udine. We pick up that place for two reasons. The studio that we like, Artesono, and actually, one of the best restaurants.
Yeah. It's always it always comes back to food for you.
But you know me. You know, we are what we eat, and we express what we like and how we like things. And I remember, Jillian, it was the first time she tastes a risotto con truffle risotto.
Mm.
In one place, well, you know what, they're our friends called La Vedova in
yes.
Udine. And Jillian say, wow. I don't want to say the word she say.
I can say it. I say, this is orgasmic.
And actually, the one thing I tell her, I say, this is the music we need to play. And in some moments, I say, okay. Oh, John. Yeah. when we go back to the studio, well, the music came out by itself.
Uh-huh.
I remember that day would record me longer. Yeah, the piece
which I heard, yeah. we heard just yeah. a little bit of at the beginning, which I want to ask you about. But first, I want to hear another piece. So you're two Cubans living in Europe, and this song seems to look back at home. It's about Havana, right?
Yes.
Let's hear the Aguas Project. They are performing all this week, starting tonight and running through Saturday night at Birdland, making their North American debut, two shows a night. And this piece is from the album called Aguas. It's called De La Habana.
Se rompen y se pierden en el mar los sueños aferrados si en la noche siento eco de tristezas huele a azucena. Desnuda y silenciosa soledad, el viento del mar casa por las calles y ha venido a posarse aquí en mi pecho. Cuando sientas el perfume de mi Habana, nada será igual que antes. Cuando el alma entre sollozos te reclame que solo importa el amor y sus matices, como un disparo de beso, de suspiro que se queda empapado de sudor. Yeah, yeah. Cuando sientas ese perfume de mi Habana, nada será igual que antes. Cuando el alma se te rompa en el instante en que le dices adiós con los ojos empapados, y aunque todo es imperfecto, nada impide que me quede por adentro con nostalgia de La Habana. Es el amor y su matiz, aunque todo aquí imperfecto, nada impide que me quede por adentro con nostalgia de llegué mi Habana. Thank you.
Once again, the two Cuban-born, European-based musicians who lead the Aguas Project performing live in our studio. It's Yilian Cañizares playing the violin and singing. Omar Sosa is at our piano. De la Habana, of Havana and other nostalgias,
exactly,
would be the translation of the title. And it seems like the two of you are not looking back to maybe the Havana that you knew, but an older Havana. I mean, there's like a...
This is John Schiffer. This is my man. You got it, brother.
I mean, that's like Havana for the 1930s and 40s.
Yeah, when all the cars was moving. Yeah, when the view, that, you know, this concert of Capitolio, in and out, back and forth. Yeah. Back to food, good food, yeah, you know.
The elegance.
Elegance, you know, the refinement, they like a friend.
And what did they call those? Were they conjunto, the danzón bands of the time? What were they called?
Bueno, orquesta, era una orquesta, una danzonera, charanga danzonera, una danzonera.
So they were these ensembles that had strings.
Exactly.
And they drew on European classical music.
They have timbales, you know, they're like a timpanis.
Right, the big drums.
Actually, the rhythm behind this instrument is ra ta ta kum ta 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 kum ka 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 kum ra ka ta pa to ba kum ka.
But now, I mean, it's De La Habana. There is a rhythm called the habanera.
Yeah.
But that's a different rhythm, right?
No.
That is a habanera?
Yeah, this is a rhythm. No, because you know, it's one part of this, like...
And people used to dance very close.
Yeah.
I'm very elegant.
Yeah.
Really.
Omar, you have lived for many years in Spain, in Barcelona, where habanera means a different thing, right? The rhythms are different.
The rhythm is different, but la habanera was a back and forth between the Catalanes, was living in Cuba by that time, and the Cuban was moving to Catalonia. So they have a big festivals in Catalonia with the habaneras. But we tripped this song more in like a kind of dance song.
Yes.
And some moment go to danzonete. But the beginning of the song is more habanera because the form, the structure, it was like a song.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to come back. Yilian, Omar mentioned the song Milonga before you guys played that song.
Yes.
And that's one of the tunes on the record that has other musicians. There's a sax player on that track, and there's some found voices.
No, we have samplers.
Oh, it's a sample.
We have samplers.
Okay.
We have,
And the children's choir on Sonrisos?
It's also a sampler.
Wow,
yes,
okay.
It's also a sampler.
Those are very, very organic sounding samples.
This is what we tried to do.
Yeah, because we took some stuff from the roots.
Mm-hmm.
From the folkloric in Sonrisas de Niños is from the Amazonia. Our children from the Amazonia singing a traditional song. And in Milonga, it's a very special one because it's inspired by one of the poets Omar and I love the more is Pablo Neruda.
Mm-hmm. The great Chilean poet.
Yes, exactly. All the work of Pablo Neruda is something that is really very important for us. So in fact, you hear the voice of Pablo Neruda and you hear also the voice of my grandmother saying one of the poems of our national poet, José Martí.
Mm-hmm. So she's reciting Martí, but Neruda is reciting...
He's reciting his own work. And we are mixing all this because, you know, we believe that music and art has no boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
So this is our interpretation of all these parts of inspiration that made us play and compose the music that we are doing today.
Well, and it's not the first time that Omar has used other voices and drawn
them
in.
He's the master on that.
I remember a long time ago when your son was just a baby and you were using him as a source of free labor.
Yeah, just back in the day, man. Oh, great, man.
So we were talking a little bit before earlier, Yilian, about, you know, occasionally using Yoruba words in some of the songs. The next song, Oshun, this is one of the Orishas, one of the deities,
yes,
right? She is the goddess of
water, love, abundance, sensuality,
beauty,
and
rivers.
Rivers,
yes.
And water.
And she is, in fact, my goddess.
So explain what that means. So you're a daughter of Oshun.
Yes, exactly. Well, it's like we could say like a guardian angel.
Guardian angel.
Okay.
Yes.
And is that something that you're born into in your family, or is it something you choose? How does that?
Not really in my family. You know, in Cuba we have the saying, I don't know how to say it in English, la cabra siempre tira para el monte.
Well, that's kind of complicated. But, you know, well,
it means that I was not grown into this tradition, but
okay,
it was in my blood. So you cannot go away from where you came from.
Mm-hmm.
And this was my case. I study a classical instrument. I study Bach, I study Beethoven, I study Mozart, but I could not go away from my ancestors, from my roots, from my bata drums,
right,
from my prayers or Yoruba prayers.
The
and
dance.
This is the dances. Yeah.
So Oshun is the deity that you were personally drawn to.
Exactly.
The one you can, all right. So how does the writing process work? Did the two of you compose this together?
But let me say, like I told you before, we went to the Menorca in the Mediterranean island, and we start working, you know, relax, you know, no, nothing rush. But it's interesting to say, by that time I was sick. I cannot go outside and swim in the beach. You know, I stay only in the house. And I remember one morning, Jillian come and say, I have one idea. I was sitting on the piano, and she came out with this, with the idea of Oshun, because the lyrics, they're traditional lyrics.
Mm.
She changed the melody, and after that, I put the harmony.
Mm-hmm.
But the lyrics is what we have in our ceremonies. In the traditional ceremony.
In the traditional Santeria.
Yeah, in the Santeria, it's a sacred ceremony. This is the lyric. So he come, I have this idea. I have a dream. I said, well, let's go. Let's be. Yeah. And this song, in a way, I think it represents what we like to present in the record as a concept of.
Well, the project is called Aguas, Waters, and here is this Oshun, the deity of water, of rivers, in a live performance here in our studio. Once again, the Aguas Project making their North American debut with a week of shows at Birdland here in New York through Saturday night, two shows a night, and then off to other parts of the U.S. The album is called Aguas, but here are Yilian and Omar to play this piece for us live.
Oshun. Morilleyeo, abeji moro, apanganide, ekimale odum, akilade oke, ibu wanyale wanyale, aburukumaso, ochu morilleyeo. Oro comi ye ye, oro comi ye sa,
That's called Oshun, a tribute to the deity of rivers and water and so much else. And
honey.
And boy, that had a little, and I mean just a little, of everything in it. Just a little bit, Yilian, of violin. A little bit, Omar, of you singing. Mm-hmm. A little bit of tapping the strings inside the piano. And another voice. Whose voice do we hear at the beginning of the tape
Lázaro
part?
Lázaro Ross.
Lázaro
Ross, yes.
And who is that? Who is he?
He's one of the more prominent traditional Afro-Cuban singers we used to have, but unfortunately, he passed away a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And if you want to learn about Afro-Cuban tradition, one of the references is Lázaro Ross.
Yes.
Well, he's heard at the beginning, mm-hmm. and then it's as if a torch has been passed.
Exactly. We wanted to start from the roots and bring in to...
Well, so Aguas is performing as a trio with Gustavo Olaez. Every night, two shows every night this week, starting tonight, running through Saturday at Birdland. Yilian, Omar, this has been, it's a beautiful project. Thank you so much for coming in and playing for us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
This is Soundcheck. That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check us out at newsounds.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.